put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, November 20th, 2020. 11-20-2020. Yeah. That. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, and as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It's interesting, you know, this is how it happens. We're watching it happen in real time. Lots to discuss. I suppose, you know, maybe this one little segment sums it up pretty well. I suppose we should do that. Yeah, we'll do this. Start here. Pastor John MacArthur has been floating around from time to time, primarily on Fox. He's been on Tucker Carlson Night. He's been on, he was on Laura Ingram Angle last night. And we'll play a little snippet. We'll play that segment. But he has a bit of a different message than, well, it's the message that we should be hearing. Every pastor in America, particularly, should be courageous enough to be as steadfast, resolute, outspoken, but still, you know, modest, humble, as Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church in Los Angeles is. So here's that segment from last night. Go ahead, please.
The petty tyrants in New York City have closed down schools but allowed bars to remain open. Does that make any sense to you? Me neither. And in California, a judge has ordered San Diego strip clubs to be reopened. Apparently not being able to get a lap dance infringes on free speech. Meanwhile, California churches, though, are still fighting for the right to open their doors once again. My next guest has been a thorn in the side of California's COVID crusaders from the beginning. Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church joins me now. Pastor MacArthur, it's wonderful to see you again. Tell me, how do strip clubs deserve more constitutional protections than churches at this point?
Well, thank you again, Laura. It's an honor to be with you, but let me give you the big picture. America's in a moral free fall. Just look at it as I would as a pastor. You murder the babies in the womb. If they survive the womb, you try to seduce them into transgender sexual deviation when they're young. If they survive that, you corrupt them with a godless education. If they survive that, you have divorce in the family. And if they grow to be adults, you drown them in a sea of pornography. This is a nation so far down in the sewer of immorality and wickedness that nothing surprises me. In fact, I would be shocked if a judge said, open all the churches and close all the strip clubs.
Well, the LA Times previously reported this about your church, saying coronavirus outbreak strikes LA megachurch that defied public health orders, but that ended up, of course, being not true. So tell us what really happened, because the last time we had you on, you were inspiring me because I'm a Roman Catholic, and a lot of my Catholic churches, very limited and who could go, and just kind of rolled over, at least early on. They got better as time went on. But tell me what happened there with the LA Times claim.
Well, we had three part-time security guards who went to some event somewhere. And I guess they were checked and tested positive for whatever that's worth. These were three part-time security guards. None of them was ill. And within a few days, they were back at work. A Times writer picked up on that and called it an outbreak at Grace Community Church. And they said about me that I had mocked COVID and I was getting my due. As it turned out, 10 days later, the health department came by the church and said, there's no evidence of any COVID here at all. They sent us a letter and said, you are removed from our website as having had any outbreak at all. So we're talking about 6,000-7,000 people have been in church for months, Sunday after Sunday, no one ill, no one in the hospital, and no one dies. We're like a living illustration of the narrative of COVID being a lie.
Well, Pastor, I actually think seeing Gavin Newsom, you know, at that swanky restaurant, you know, with his friends, no masks on, they're all close together. It's more than hypocrisy for, that's the easy thing to say. To me, it speaks to, he doesn't really believe what he's saying about COVID. I mean, if he thought it was as deadly to him, he's good shape, he's relatively young, and to his young friends, then, I mean, is he insane? He's putting them all in mortal danger. So I think it speaks to his not really believing some of what he's saying.
Well, of course, because the statistics are in. 99% of the people in California are not going to have any effect from COVID. We know those statistics. So what is going on? I mean, a little bit of history, just a quick run through history. We'll go back to Julius Caesar, go to Napoleon, come into the modern era. Every revolution, including Hitler's revolution and the revolution in Russia, every revolution took place in a time when the powers of the people in authority were enlarged because of a supposed emergency. Power-hungry people are using this emergency to gain greater power. This is historic. This is nothing new. And if people don't fight back, they're going to fall victim to whatever the intention of this revolution is.
Pastor, thank you for staying open. Thank you for fighting for the truth of the gospel. We really, really appreciate it. And speaking...
It's pretty good stuff, I would say. It's interesting, you know? It's interesting seeing the narrative collapsing in, or folks collapsing in, to kind of a centralized command and control top-down sort of message. You know, you've heard certain folks say along the way, for example, maybe hesitant or, you know, questioning the safety, legitimacy, et cetera, of vaccines, only to hear the same quarters seemingly legitimizing something that should be terrifying. In other words, you know, extolling the virtues of something, you know, like a Pfizer vaccine that has, they say, 95% efficacy or whatever. And for more on that, last week's Highwire episode is pretty informative. Also, Mike Huckabee, of all people, I think yesterday, recently talked about Greg Simon and the collusive nature of, you know, Simon's involvement in both Pfizer and those efforts, along with, you know, the Biden campaign. And it's so interesting what is happening. You know, this, who was it that said that? Who was right? I forget, but I mentioned it along the way, and I said, I completely agree. We're not, it was, well, I mean, it was Lee Smith. He was one of them for sure. When Lee Smith said that Joe Biden doesn't exist, he no longer exists, he's an avatar. So what are we getting then? We're getting Obama. That's who and what we're getting. And I think we're seeing that, you know. I think that's what's unfolding. And it's, gosh, you know, there's a hardcore propaganda push. And speaking of that, you know, and speaking of Gavin Newsom, by the way, if you caught that segment on the Ingram angle, the only thing, you know, it was I was very pleased, A, not to hear Pastor John MacArthur collapsing in, you know, being forced or pressured or coerced like so many people are, and compromised. And he's been, you know, doing this for a few months. In fact, if you go to Eric Metaxas, who is obviously the author of the book about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, what is it, Pastor, Prophet, Martyr, Spy, Bonhoeffer. So Eric Metaxas' book, 2011, I believe, is it? I always want to say it's 2007. Anyway, Eric Metaxas wrote the book on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, literally. And earlier this year, back in July, they had a fantastic conversation. Eric Metaxas interviewed John MacArthur on his radio show, and you can find that on YouTube, for example, Eric Metaxas radio show, Pastor John MacArthur, on why he and his congregation have stepped around Governor Newsom's order. And he actually explained it wasn't so much that, you know, anybody stepped around, and it was sort of, I think, just anecdotal in their conversation, but Pastor MacArthur said, when you do something like this, and, you know, it's basically a big persistent lie, people get wise to it and they figure it out and they ignore it, disregard it. And so he said he was doing virtual services, and basically people just started showing back up at church, and then they issued a formal directive eventually. But it wasn't some coup. It was just, you know, people getting wise to what's going on and showing up anyway. So that's an interesting conversation. There was another interview more recently in September. Pastor John MacArthur shares an update on services held despite Governor Newsom's harsh restrictions. So, you know, it's just interesting to see, you know, the strong upsurge of power and what, how people respond, you know, speaking of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But I think, you know, in defense of the unwashed masses, so to speak, you know, maybe we should know about the deception. Maybe, you know, your conscience should know. And I think there's a willful blindness that conspires against us with the propaganda and with all of this nonsense that I've talked about. Basically, we have benefited handsomely from disparities that have been created, not for our benefit, but the secondary or the sort of circumstantial benefit of the windfall of the disparities, you know, like market conditions and the, you know, the first money game, for example. I mean, the vast majority of the hypothecation of currency starts here in New York. So it's, you know, in part, it's that whole credit monopoly first money game where if you touch it first, then you benefit most. And, but, you know, it gets laundered and, I don't know, fortunes are won and lost, made and destroyed. So I think we, you know, it's far too easy for us to lie to ourselves, and we want to say, in many cases, no, that can't happen because, you know, I don't want it to. It's really the probably the best translation. We don't want it to. So it's interesting to see how these things unfold. You know, there's so much propaganda. It's just this barrage of propaganda, and it's not legitimate, but how are people responding? I think the elections were rigged in ways this year, this time around, that are complex and nuanced. But, you know, the national elections, I think, were more of an agitprop episode than anything, and it seems to be working. And what is our response, though? Talk about that when we come back. Stick
folks,
around.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy days.
These days are ours. Share them with me. These days are ours.
Happy days.
These days are ours.
Speaking of propaganda, real quick, couple of things. I guess starting with the Gavin Newsom French Laundry birthday dinner that went viral. Do you think, I mean, my first thought in that is Vance Packard reminding us in The Hidden Persuaders first about Vilfredo Pareto, Pareto's general sociology. There are in this book certain ideas and discoveries which may be of considerable value to those who wish to modify society. Many men have tried to change the conduct of people by reasonings or by passing certain laws. Their endeavors have often been peculiarly barren of results. Pareto shows how their failure is associated with the importance of the non-logical. People must be controlled by manipulating their instincts and emotions rather than by changing their reasons. This is a fact of which politicians have always made use when they have persuaded their constituents by appealing to their sentiments rather than by employing reasoning, which would never be listened to or at least never prove effective for moving the crowds. And immediately after that excerpt, from Richard Worthington's comments on Pareto's general sociology. Baz Packard adds, Mr. Bernays has gotten his views published in the Annals of the American Academy of Political and Social Science, where he pointed out that, quote, newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. What actions could Gavin Newsom's alleged French Laundry birthday gaffe influence? I mean, I think that it foments outrage, that's for sure. But do you think that if they didn't want it filmed, it would have been filmed and discussed so widely? I have a hard time imagining that. So what was going on there? How was that intended to influence I don't think, you know, it's just another one of those nuances. You know, do we see it and ask questions? Do we ask, you know, how is this possibly intended to influence ideas and actions? And, you know, one of the things that I think I'll do, I actually thought about doing it today. I won't do it today. It's Friday. But I mention Fox News from time to time, try not to make it sound like, you know, that exclusively. But I want to do something on influence, you know, the power of influence. And just to give people an idea of, you know, we hear, for example, well, you know, the mainstream press is controlled by blah, blah, blah. I mean, there are several things that you can look at that will give you a very, I think, clear, kind of a clear-eyed view into just how completely those mechanisms are controlled at the highest levels. You know, Outfoxed, for example, by Brave New Films, that documentary. You can find that on YouTube. And that's one. The Endeavor little mini documentary titled How Rupert Murdoch Changed the World. I mean, this is where you see the literal, effectual outworking of this control where, you know, guys like Rupert Murdoch guide everything along the way. What I was going to say about the Ingram Angle piece before I forget, by the way, is it was great. I just didn't understand why they had the, you know, the indiscreet video playing next to Pastor John MacArthur's head the entire time he was talking. That seemed very strange to me. And, you know, so, but I guess if you are familiar with what I'm talking about, you know, Rupert Murdoch and the sleaze machine that he's been associated with from time to time, I guess when it's convenient to discredit some of his efforts, and then after that, you know, it goes away. But just knowing those kinds of efforts with which he's been associated, I guess it's not surprising that they would do something like that. You know, the pastor's talking about pornography and they got some playing right next to his head. It's pretty weird. So, you know, what is the purpose of that? It was indiscreet, to be sure. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I want to get back to some of the stuff at, you know, Thanksgiving. There's some interesting stuff floating around. This CNN article, don't rely on a negative test result to see your family for Thanksgiving, is interesting. Del Bigtree and James Corbett talked during yesterday's Highwire episode, which I thought was great. I hope that results in a lot of cross-pollination. I hope that is fruitful. Del Bigtree sounds like a guy who's going through his own, you know, he has found himself deeper and deeper in the woods of the grand conspiracy, if you will. And so that's interesting. In that discussion, I wish, you know, just quickly, I wish that they would have perhaps explored the subject of maybe three things. I mean, the new economic model that these, you know, petty tyrants and benevolent dictators seek to impose on people is the, as Patrick Wood has told us, it's the technocratic resource-based new international economic order. And so you got to think about it like credits in a video game or something, you know, health credits and life credits and those kinds of things. Oh, sorry, you don't have any credits. Oh, well, you better, that's how it's supposed to work in digitally based, which, you know, so many movies have been made, you know, Minority Report, The Net, et cetera, et cetera. Enemy of the State, you know, those movies were made 20 years ago. And it wasn't a coincidence. We've been slowly acculturated to this, obviously. But I wish they would have talked about that a little bit. I know James certainly could do that. And then another thing that's been light in coverage, in my opinion, is the Bretton Woods Marshall Plan connection. And that's something that I don't think gets nearly enough coverage. So you know, for example, where is that? You know, well, I need to come back to the Ben Steele piece. Ben Steele, basically, you know, he's been prolific. He's the guy that Alan Greenspan said, before you read my book, read Ben's book. And that was at a 2014 CFR talk that Greenspan gave, and I've talked about this. I think we played it at one point, but where is that? Yeah, so the way that Greenspan put it, yeah, before you read my book, go read Ben's book. The reason is, he said, you'll find it fascinating on exactly this issue. You know, the juxtaposition of the value, so-called value of fiat currencies. And again, it's a, you know, it's an important, distinction to make, that fiat currencies have no value. They have no value. They have purchasing power, and there's a big difference. So Greenspan was talking at that point about, you know, this value of fiat currencies, so-called, and the inexorable viability of gold, as I would put it. And, you know, I would say arguably hinting at this moment right now in relation to the Triffin dilemma. And so he, in talking about this, he said, you know, before you read my book, go read Ben's book. The reason is, you'll find it fascinating on exactly this issue. And Ben Steele has indeed written extensively on the Bretton Woods Marshall Plan connection. And according to Steele, Bretton Woods was merely the framework or the concept, but the Marshall Plan was the infrastructure, the teeth that actually put the framework's concepts in motion. And, you know, you can go look, you just find your favorite search engine and type new Bretton Woods and then new Marshall Plan and do a search, and you'll find all kinds of instances of folks saying these crazy things. You know, whether it's IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva calling for a new Bretton Woods moment. This is a new Bretton Woods moment, October 15, 2020. You know, that's one example. And there are many others. That's the new Bretton Woods. And then on the Marshall Plan, you know, you have Think Advisor 11-2-2020, November 2nd. GMOs grant them. We need a new Marshall Plan. The plan would cost tens of trillions of dollars, quote unquote, but there is no better time to finance such an effort, he says. Jeremy Grantham, the co-founder and chief investment strategist of GMO. What a great, you know, yeah. Says a new Marshall Plan focused on green infrastructure is the key to reviving a sluggish global economy. I'm trying to say, you know, trying to help people understand what they're doing here. That is a very, you know, pretty transparent statement. A new Marshall Plan, since they perpetrated this fiat, you know, funny money credit monopoly scheme on the world and then exhausted the world's confidence in it as they've been hypothecating currency like it's going out of style, trillions and trillions and trillions here for years, that collapses economies. Eventually, the Triffin dilemma is real. And people say, you know what? It's an illusion. It was always an illusion, but we were willfully blind to it because we benefited from disparities that were created. Now we're, you know, this trick isn't working anymore. The Mandrake mechanism has been revealed. We're not buying it, literally and figuratively. So, you know, they perpetrate a new scheme, which is really the same old scheme, but it's just dressed up in fancy, shiny new packaging. So when Jeremy Grantham says a new Marshall Plan focused on green infrastructure is the key to reviving a sluggish global economy, struggling with the short-term impact of a pandemic and a long-term impact of climate change and rising inequality, gosh, that sounds like it's lifted right out of the Biden-Harris platform or vice versa. Are they sharing notes on this? Another good look, you know, to sort of put together with this, you know, and speaking of a new Marshall Plan, there's the May 4th, 2020, for those who are in denial, Trump's new Marshall Plan over at Heritage by James J. Carafano. That's another interesting read. The Milken Institute, because, you know, why would, you know, petty criminals be left out? The Milken Institute. He's not just a bank robber. He's, you know, a philanthropist. A bold look forward with a new Marshall Plan. That was, yeah, earlier this year also. How about this one? MSN.com back in June, introducing the Great Reset world leaders, radical plan to transform the economy. And you know, talking about the same kind of subject matter. Last but not least, VoxEU.org, the case for a new Marshall Plan, May 4, Alexia Delfino, Rafaela Sadin. Anyway, it's revealing to understand. It's just rinse and repeat. James Corbett and James Evan Pilato did their final New World Next Week segment before Thanksgiving yesterday. It was published yesterday. And this would be the other piece I would include in this. Their little... their introductory piece about the, you know, story number one, secretive club for ultra wealthy environmentalists revealed, and other stories that go with it, secret club for billionaires who care about climate change, Creo Syndicate, clean, renewable, and environmental opportunities is what Creo, the acronym, is formed by those clean, renewable, and environmental opportunities. And, you know, specifically when James talks about, and now for the $100 trillion bankster climate swindle. See, this is what's on the line. And as James has pointed out, they need your complicity in the scheme still. That's why we're being propagandized so hard. Back in 2016, James wrote, and now for the $100 trillion bankster climate swindle. And so if you go read that, then you understand what's on the line. The $100 trillion bank dollar, the $100 trillion bankster climate swindle. They've created these markets, but they need your assistance, your buy-off, your complicity to make this scheme work. And so James writes, the heart of the issue, for those who need it elaborated, is this: the future of $90 trillion of energy infrastructure investments and the $1 trillion green bond market and the multi-trillion dollar carbon trading market and the $391 billion and growing climate finance industry hangs in the balance. It's why Enron and Goldman Sachs pioneered the emissions trading swindles that, surprise, surprise, are a complete and total fraud from top to bottom. And all of it's linked in his article. It's why General Electric, DuPont, Johnson & Johnson, Pepsi, Siemens, AIG, and a host of Fortune 500 CFR companies joined BP, ConocoPhillips, GM, and a host of other oligarch companies as founding members of the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, whose blueprint for legislative action, quote unquote, became the backbone of the Wall Street-backed Waxman-Markey Bill of 2009. It's why the Rockefellers and Rothschilds are at the forefront of the climate hysteria. It's why over 400 global institutional investors worth over $25 trillion have decided to cash in on the bonanza with their investment platform for climate actions, quote unquote. And there's more, but this is what's at stake. And it requires your complicity. It requires your conscription to it. And this is the moment that they've chosen. James did a good job. James and Dell, you know, Dell did his research. They obviously dug through the great COVID-19 reset, you know, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Theory Mallet, or whatever the heck his name is, book on the subject, and they touched on some of the excerpts. But this is at the heart of it. It's a money-making scheme. It's a transitional scheme to jettison the old Bretton Woods Marshall Plan because they've worn it out. The Triffin dilemma is real, and we're coming to that moment where the world is losing confidence in this scheme, so it's time to reinvent the Mandrake mechanism with shiny new packaging, a new Bretton Woods, a new Marshall Plan. But this, what James touched on in that What If New World Next Week segment yesterday, including his article from 2016, and now for the $100 trillion bankster climate swindle, this is what's at stake. And so this new scheme that they've concocted that most people don't even realize exists, this is what that's going to be the basis of their new Bretton Woods and new Marshall Plan. And most people don't even know about this. And I don't know what else to say, but I think that those were important aspects that could have been touched on because people don't understand the scope. We have far too narrow a vision. And I think that was something that one of the provocative, eye-opening realizations of Dell Bigtree was, my goodness, this is much bigger than I thought. Kind of like, who was it? CNN mocked Ted Cruz. You know, they tried to pick him apart for saying what he said, his controversial remarks recently. One of the things that they pointed out was his prediction that the day after the elections, Democrats would all go back to normal, everything's fine. and the scope of it is much bigger. Most people don't realize. I imagine Ted knows, and that was just theater. But most people have no idea. And Del Bigtree intimated how revelatory his recent discoveries have been and how much broader in scope the conspiracy really is than he realized. And so that, to me, is what New Marshall Plan, New Bretton Woods' New Marshall Plan, and the technocratic, resource-based international economic order, the infrastructure which is already created, those three things, I think, help people see that. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Are you freezing
morning,
your tail off up there in Montana?
Not too bad.
Oh, well, it's been colder here in Iowa than up there. Are you familiar are aware of from the Bible, the former rain and the latter rain?
I am familiar.
Okay, I'll explain it not only to you, but so the listening audience can understand it. 50 days after the resurrection of Christ, when the 120 Christians were in the upper room, among them were the 11 apostles. And the tongues of fire come down and landed on their shoulders. And that was the Holy Spirit. And they spoke in different languages and could understand each other. They didn't go blah, 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 blah. Then the next day, the 120 went out, including the 11 apostles, and brought 3,500 more people into the church. And the next day, 5,000. And just went up exponentially. And they wasn't afraid of the other Jews that were controlled by the Pharisees. They wasn't concerned with their life at all. And what happened then? What happened in the past? There's nothing new under the sun. Will happen at the end time in the future. Now, the former rain represents like the rains you get in the late spring, early summer to nourish the crops, the wheat, and also the tares. They grow. And then the latter rain comes where it nourishes the wheat, and then it's time for harvest. Well, the latter rain is starting to sprinkle now. The truth is slowly getting out. And when this latter rain, this is prophecy, given prophecy, is starting to sprinkle now, and it will fall, come down hard. And what that represents and what that means, there'll be Christians worldwide getting out the word of Christ and the Bible and God. And Christ and God are the one. And they won't fear for their lives. But people will become aware enough to make the choice of who they worship. And that's what the end results of all this is, who you are going to worship. Are you going to worship Christ?
Yep.
Or are you going to worship a man?
Yep. And with that, we're headed into the second hour. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.